Amanda Knox made international headlines and had a Netflix series made about her after being wrongfully convicted of murdering her roommate. Knox spent close to 4 years in prison before she was acquitted. She's now an advocate and is coming to Dayton this week to speak at an event for the Ohio Innocence Project, a local nonprofit whose mission is to free every innocent person convicted of a crime they did not commit. In a preview of the upcoming season of her series called Reentry Stories, WYSO community producer Mary Evans spoke with Knox.
How do you feel about how the media portrayed you?
It's one thing to do an interview that's going to be promoting an Innocence Project event that is going to be incredibly powerful and useful for the local community. And I'm obviously so happy to lend my voice to that kind of thing. But yeah, I've grown to be very wary and intentional about how I interact with media because of how badly I've been treated in the past. And I might need like hours to talk to you about all the various ways that it went just like horribly, horribly wrong in the media. But I think the major thing was that before I was ever a person, before I ever had a voice, I was depicted as a monster globally based on zero evidence whatsoever. And knowing that that is a reality that can take place, it makes me very sort of mindful and cautious when it comes to media in general.
So why are you doing work like this and coming to places like Ohio?
Yeah. So when I was going through my own wrongful conviction experience, I had zero education about the criminal justice system. Like I was raised in the suburbs in Seattle. I was raised to trust police officers. You know, like my experience with them was them coming into our school and telling us about stranger danger and telling us about dare not to do drugs. Like they were the good guys. It never occurred to me that I would be betrayed by them and that I would be a victim of the criminal justice system. It was just beyond my comprehension. And when that was happening to me, I was shocked into the realization that things are more complicated than this black and white idea of the criminal justice system that I had, that I was raised to believe in. And when I came home and I encountered other wrongfully convicted people who had gone through their experience here in the United States, that really solidified for me the realization that there wasn't enough understanding in the broader public that these sorts of things actually take place and that they could impact any person. Any single person can be wrongfully convicted. I've sort of realized that there was this need to bridge the gap between the communities that are aware of this issue and the communities that are not. And since I came from a community that is not aware of these issues, I felt like my job, my purpose could be bridging that gap. And so when I was invited to come to Ohio for this event, like it really is in the spirit of building bridges between communities that know this deep in their hearts and that care about the world and care about people, but may just be coming from a place of ignorance.
Why do you think organizations like the Ohio Innocence Project are important?
Oh my God. If Innocence Projects didn't exist, I don't think anybody would really be doing this work in a broadly impactful way. Of course, there are going to be individual attorneys who have learned what the system really looks like, knows how the sausage gets made, knows that there are innocent people who are being wronged in the process, and so might dedicate themselves individually to pro bono cases. But I think that when this is limited to individual lawyers who are trying to do the right thing on their own spare time, we're not addressing the big systemic issues that are the causes of wrongful convictions. And so I think that the really important purpose of an innocence project like the one that I'm going to be visiting very soon in Ohio is multiple. So one, they are taking on cases, they're helping free innocent people on the individual level. Two, they are addressing systemic problems, causes of wrongful convictions by addressing the legislature, trying to get laws changed, trying to put protections in place that will help people in the future. And third, they're offering inadvertently, I think, I don't think this was intended with Innocence Projects, but it's sort of arisen, is it's offering a safe community for wrongfully convicted people to find each other. Because I think one of the things that's really sad is that when you've been isolated, when you've been wrongly accused, when you've been rendered a monster in the media or in the criminal justice system, and you're innocent, you feel estranged from the rest of humanity. You no longer feel like you belong. And so one of the most healing things that's ever happened to me was attending one of these events and coming into contact with other wrongfully convicted people and realizing that I'm not just this isolated person. I am a part of a family. I am part of a movement, and I'm understood and I belong again to humanity. And it's made me feel more comfortable with other people who have not been through this experience because I have found that connection.
What can we expect from this event that's going to be happening here in Dayton?
Well, I think that those who would like to attend should expect for it to not be your typical sort of event. I mean, even it's funny, like people who come to the conference, even we have a conference every year where these Innocence Projects come together and they're part of the Innocence Network. And it's not your typical conference. It's not just a bunch of humdrum people talking about things that only matter to them in their sort of weird little like hived away sort of echo chambery kind of way. I think the Innocence Project is really special in that it is very open and it is very vulnerable. Like one of the biggest things that we're dealing with in these cases is the worst experience of someone's life. And it is a prolonged trauma. It's not just like a trauma that happened in a day or in an instant. It is years of people's lives that were stolen from them. And the work, the years long work that it's taken to try to give them some kind of vindication. And it is torturous work. It breaks the hearts of everyone who is involved. And so as a result of that, it lends itself to a community that is really heartfelt and really vulnerable. So not only is it very knowledgeable and interesting in the sense that it's really revelatory about human nature and about the justice system, but also it's like deeply moving and personal. And so I really welcome anyone who's even just curious about these issues to know that they are welcome and that when they arrive, they should expect to really feel personally connected to everything that's happening, even if it seems like it's a drastic, you know, extraordinary case.
And Knox's event will be on Thursday, February 29th at 7 p.m. at the Victoria Theater in Dayton. Tickets are still available at daytonlive.org.